Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you all for tuning in to Step Into Your Sunshine. This is Rachel Coudron, your host, the owner of RC Copywriting and Coudron's Curiosities Etsy Boutique. Today, I have a very special guest that I have had the extreme pleasure of meeting in person, and she blew me away, and I would love for her to introduce herself.
Oh, hello, everybody. My name is Anna Burton. I am a 15-year-old, nearly 16, not too long to go, makeup artist, and I travel the world full-time with my family.
Wow!
It's all kind of crazy.
That is incredible. So first, let's dive into what have been some of the biggest challenges in your life?
I think the most recent biggest challenge for me was like battling my anxiety and getting like a life slump that I really was in. I was in it, and it was like, you know, everybody's in their new year, new me era. I literally don't have the energy to get out of bed. I think that was like one of the hardest things. It took me months and months to like get out and push myself. So now I'm out of it, but now I know how to get out of it. Obviously, it's going to be different experiences each time, but I think that was like my biggest challenge because I had never experienced it before. I had never felt this kind of way. I mean, my anxiety was awful. I didn't want to get out of bed. And the longer I stayed in bed, like the more I just didn't want to get out. It was my safety blanket compared to the rest of the world. I think that was really like the biggest challenge I think I've had to overcome, because it wasn't like a family problem where everybody else was experiencing it and we were working through it together. I mean, my parents like were helping me the best they could, but we were like, what do we do? Like, how do we fix it? So yeah, I think that's my biggest challenge.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us and being so vulnerable and opening that up as a discussion question and topic for everybody. And I want you to know, and all of our listeners, is that I think anxiety is very common, actually. And
yes,
so many people go through it at different stages in their life. And I know I have gone through several bouts of anxiety. And for me, it was when I was going through a stage of, one, what were people going to think if I choose to do X or Y or Z? The other thing was, am I capable of following the dream that I want? It was like, am I able to realize that dream? And the anxiety of potentially failing was what caused me a lot of anxiety. And then, because I was already feeling so anxious about the end result that hadn't even manifested yet, mm-hmm. then I just couldn't even move.
Yes, I completely relate to that, like completely. I think I pushed myself a lot with my schoolwork when I was doing the easier subjects. I pushed myself a lot when I was doing the easier subjects in school. Okay, so yes, I think I really did push myself with school. And when things started to slow down, like you said, and you mentioned the fear of failure, just it manifested. So it was like a little ball, and the more it rolled, like a snowball, like the more you roll it, the bigger it got. And it just like, it got so big. Like you said, you felt stuck. And I was like, I just can't do anything. So I think slowly by slowly, like getting back into it has been the best thing. Like some days I am still fighting the feeling, but everybody has some sort of anxiety in their life. But I think sometimes it's hard for people to understand how hard it is to actually struggle and fight with it. I mean, it sounds like you can relate with me, because you know, when you're struggling to get out of bed because you're so anxious of like anything that can happen in the day, a lot of people don't understand that feeling. So it's hard to be like, yeah, this is how you fix it, because they don't understand how it's manifesting or how it's growing or how it came about, if that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And it is something that I can relate to. And I have family members that have really bad anxiety. And sometimes other family members feel like, oh, you just need to get over it. You need to get past it. Like, that's not a real thing. You need to just move on. And it's not, they're not talking about that you're not anxious. They're talking about whatever you're anxious about is sort of pointless. And I have had this talk over and over and over with different people that this is not helpful. Telling me that this is a worthless reason to be anxious only makes me feel unheard, not make my anxiety go away.
Yes, yes. I mean, my parents are just, they sat there and they listened and they listened. And actually, I didn't really talk about how much I was struggling until I overcame struggling. I mean, a lot of people didn't know that I was really anxious. Like, my parents did. They were like, I can't thank my parents enough for helping me get out of what I was stuck in. But when people are like, oh, just like, stop being anxious, I'm like, that is not going to fix anything. That's like telling a sick person to stop being sick. You know, it just doesn't, it doesn't work like that. There's things that they have to do to get better. So I completely get with you. I understand when new people are like, oh, just don't be like anxious about it. I'm like, that doesn't work.
Exactly. It doesn't work. And that's not a good strategy. And one of the things that you mentioned that I think are really, really important is having a support system. And sometimes that looks like them simply listening to you and not giving you any feedback. Sometimes that looks like listening to you and giving you feedback. And then sometimes it also looks like just taking a step back and allowing you to have that space to feel that emotion.
Yes, yes. I completely agree. I think my parents did like all three things. Like they listened, they listened and they gave me feedback, and they were trying to get me into this routine of like, you know, like the routine of getting up early, because that to me sets my whole day. Like, that's not for everybody. That is not for everybody. I love my sleep too, but for me that helped. And then obviously them taking a step back and be like, okay, she needs to kind of fight on her own now, was also really helpful, because now I know how to kind of get out of it myself. Like, I know how to, like, okay, like, and then I look back and I'm like, why are you being anxious? Like, don't. There's, and I think it's different when you're telling yourself compared to somebody else, because you're like, why? Like, you look back and you're like, what was the point of being so anxious about something? Doesn't matter, it's done. And I think also realizing, I think the biggest thing was realizing is like, if it goes wrong, it goes wrong. That's like my biggest thing is, if it goes wrong, it goes wrong. You just find a different way to deal with it. And I think that's took me a long time to like input into my head, especially about my school grades and like my calls with my teachers and everything. I'm like, if it goes wrong, it goes wrong. If you fail, you fail, you know?
I think that's an incredible lesson to learn. And because for me, it's taken me decades to learn that it's okay if it goes wrong. It's okay if it doesn't go exactly the way that I want it to go. And you also mentioned just doing it, like actually taking that step forward to do, even if it means just getting out of bed, that's the first step. And then maybe getting into the shower and then getting dressed. And then then you're prepared maybe to take on more intensive projects like work or schoolwork or different projects. And when you're reflecting and you're looking back and like thinking, why was I so anxious? I believe it's because you finally took that step. Like I finally took the step and said, okay, I'm just going to do this. And whatever happens, happens. Mm-hmm. And I think when you look back at it, when you have those experiences, it helps manage your anxiety in the future. It was like, wait, I've already accomplished this. I already lived through this situation. I already have done this really intensive project. I can handle this.
Yes, exactly. Yes, yeah, so I think that was, especially with my schooling, I struggle with my schooling. I love to read, but I struggle to read my lessons because it's not something I'm exactly interested in. So when I'd have to do these verbal tests with my teachers, I'd get so anxious I would throw up before the test. Like, it'd be really bad. Like, if my call was at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, I could not do anything other than hyperfixate on the fact that I've got a call at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. But I've never got anything below a B+. Like, I'm not complaining. I'm like, okay, you know what? So what if you get an F? Like, it's not going to bring your whole grade down. You're going to be fine. And I sometimes, and like you said, it took you decades. Sometimes I'm like, okay, it's going to go wrong. Like, what am I going to do? But I think it's just like, you have to remind yourself constantly.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice. That's really good advice. And I think that's something that young people like yourself, teenagers, young adults, middle age, and older entrepreneurs can all relate to. It's just like, it's going to be okay, even if we make a mistake, even if it doesn't go right today, it can go right tomorrow.
I mean, life's scary. And like the pressure of trying to get everything sorted out by the time you're like 16 to 18 years old is like terrifying. Like, you've barely begun to live your life and, you know, have your own decisions and have this freedom. It's like, right, well, not my parents, but people in society are like, you've got to get a job, you've got to start making a movie, you've got to move out by this age. And it's just like, it's stressful and it's worrying because you don't know what the future holds. So I think it's just being like, okay, you know what, life's life. Like, make sure you have a backup plan and you should be good.
I just think that's a beautiful way of looking at life and looking at work and looking at how to handle situations. You were such an inspiration, Inna, to me. And I know so many people that will listen in, they'll be so inspired by what we're talking about. Now, going back to when you first introduced yourself, you said that mm-hmm. you were a makeup artist and you travel around the world with your family. So can you mm-hmm. please tell me more about being a makeup artist? What does that look like for you?
I mean, it looks like painting my face kind of like Picasso at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And Rachel will be able to see probably, but I have got a pink and green collarbone and this is how I walk around most of the time. And sometimes it looks like I've got into a scrap with some people and it looks like I have a black eye and a bruised collarbone. But it looks crazy. It's fun. It's entertaining for sure. And sometimes it's a little bit stressful. But it's fun. I love it. Like, when I do makeup for my mom's business and when she holds photo shoots and awards and stuff like that, I love the rush and the adrenaline rush of just doing makeup after makeup after makeup or model. It's just incredible. I love it.
Oh, that's so fun. I want to know, how did you get started in makeup?
So I was always like watching my mom do her makeup when she'd get ready, and I would always steal her really expensive products. That, you know, she'd be like, oh, this is my really lovely expensive primer. I'd be like, squirt, let's make some potions. Like, who cares? And then when we first moved to Spain, we had no Wi-Fi in the house that we had. My mom and dad had limited data. There was no hotspots. There was no gifting data. There was no SIM cards. It was just, you know, there was no Wi-Fi. You'd had to watch TV. And, you know, I love, like, I miss sometimes having no Wi-Fi, nobody contacting me. So I, like, this is how I kind of delved in, because like what was I going to do, watch YouTube all day? Like, I was obviously homeschooled, so my schooling was very different, so I do all my work in the morning, but then what do I do with my afternoon? It's raining. So then I'd go off and I'd create, and I would just create. And then I think from there, in quarantine as well, it really did, that's when I started to do my creative flair, starting to do like different things on my face, like I did like M&Ms and stuff. And now I purchased some body paint because I was really influenced by Glow Up. I've always loved Glow Up. I've always been told I should go on Glow Up. If you don't know what that is, it's like a competitive makeup TV show. So right now is my training into Glow Up, because I plan on going on Glow Up as soon as I'm 18. So this is my training into it.
Oh, how exciting. I am a super fan of Glow Up, and I love to watch all of those types of shows on Netflix where any creative outlet is going on. Like, I love glass making, I love house selling, I love makeup, any cake baking, those types of things, because for me, they get my creative juices flowing. I'm like, ooh, they made this, or they designed this, or, you know, they use this color scheme. I'm like, oh my goodness, I need to, you know, do this next.
Yes, I definitely took a lot of inspiration from Glow. It's such an incredible TV show. The finale's just come out for season 5. So like, once I get off this, me and mom are totally going to go binge watch it. She's fell in love with me. So we're always like, oh, I should do that makeup look, and oh, I should learn how to put a bald cap on. It's always so fascinating to see such different level of skills and how people's minds work and how they're like, I'm like, oh, I would have never thought of that. Like, that's so cool to do. So it's amazing to see. I love that show.
Oh, me too. And I want to talk for just a second. I've seen some of your two most recent looks. And for those that are tuning in, if you don't know, will you tell them where they can find you on Facebook real quick so they can go and look at your looks?
So it's Enna Does Makeup on Facebook and Enna Does Makeup Official on Instagram.
Okay, so you need to go look at her looks. But for one second, I want to talk about the most recent ones. And she has, it's when she mentioned Picasso and like a real exaggerated colors and shapes on her face and very bright and bold coloring. And I just loved how you use the lines in the makeup and to create depth and different looks and texture.
Oh, thank you.
On the face. And so where do you get your inspiration for when you're deciding how to lay out the makeup?
So recently I use Google a lot. So I search up a lot of editorial looks and then I just try not to copy exactly because I want to add my own kind of flair to it. But I do take a lot of inspiration from Google. My mom helps me all the time with, like, you know, finding me a makeup look. She's like, oh, you should try this one. I definitely do like to go in and kind of have fun with it myself, but when I've been doing makeup over 5 years now, like, I'm trying not to just do eyeshadow anymore because you can only do so many eyeshadow looks before you repeat. Like, so I was like, oh, this is fun, let's just draw a circle on my face here and let's just do this, and like afterwards I look insane. Like, I don't want to leave the house, I look that same. But I do find a lot of my inspiration, like I said, from Glow Up, from magazine covers. I look on Vogue magazine a lot. That's very inspirational for me because it's very editorial. I just like to look at things. I'll be like, oh, I'll take that. Just put it on my face.
Ooh, exciting. So you told me at the beginning you were 15, almost 16, and you just said you've been doing makeup for 5 years. So this is your calling.
Yes. I mean, I started when I was 10, so nearly 6 years now, actually. This is always been my passion. And I don't think, no matter what anyone can say, it won't bring me down. Like, it's always been my love. I kind of want to become a real estate agent on the side. Like, that's a side project I want to do. But, like, my love is makeup. I want to have a makeup brand. I want to go out there, make people feel fabulous. I don't want to do catwalk makeup. Like, I want to do all of it.
Ooh. That sounds so exciting. I mean, I can feel your passion and you're just like, yes, my life is right ahead of me and I know exactly where I want to go. And you mentioned the real estate agent. Is this, do you and your mom watch Selling Sunset after you watch Glow Up?
So I haven't actually watched Selling Sunset, and don't come for me because it's on my to-do list. My to-do list is very, very long. But my mom has watched all the seasons. Like, as soon as a new season's out, that's it. She's like on the sofa watching it. There's no interrupting her. She might be doing her work at the same time, but there's like, just pass tea and crack on with your day because she's in it. But I love seeing like all the pretty outfits and like the makeup, and I'm like, oh, I could stay selling a house if I look like that. If I just do my makeup really nice, get a nice outfit on, I'll be like, yeah, I feel like I could do it. I feel like I could sell some houses.
Yes. Yeah, I love Selling Sunset as well. And I remember a few months ago when your mom had mentioned that, she was like, oh, I get so much inspiration from Selling Sunset and the lives that they live and the area that they live in and their lifestyles and all of that. And I was like, well, so do I, because it's the reason that I watch it. Just like we had mentioned before, is I love all creative shows. And to me, that is a creative show. Even though it's reality TV in one sense, it inspires me. It makes me want to be more creative. It inspires me to think outside of the box. And I love it.
Yeah, me too. I love watching people create. It's very fascinating.
I totally agree. The next thing I want to talk about is the second thing you mentioned at the very beginning, is that you travel all over the world with your family. So please tell all of us that may not know anything about that, what is that? What does it look like? And how do you do it?
It looks crazy, chaotic. And sometimes we shed some tears. No, I'm kidding. packed up our house in the UK and moved to Spain over 5 years ago now. And we have traveled the world ever since. We've done, well, we're currently in the US. We've done like Spain, we've done Mexico, we've done Portugal, Vienna, Croatia, we've done holidays to Greece, like we've done places around America. And it's a very interesting lifestyle. And now people think, and I do not want to sound ungrateful because I wouldn't swap my life for everything, anything. Like, I am so grateful for the life I have, but we have to work to have the life that we have. People think we come to the US and we sit by the beach for 3 months. That is not how it works. People think we just like, oh, we'll fly here, you know, we'll just, oh yeah, pack up our bags. It's like, there's planning to do. It's a lot. There's a lot more thought than people think. And they always think I sound so ungrateful when I say that. It's not. It's just like, when it's one or two people, it's completely different to having a massive family. Well, it depends where you're from, if it's defined as like massive or not. Having five siblings in the UK is like massive. In the US, not so much. They love like their big family culture here, and I love it too. But it is, there's a lot more thought and planning going into it. We're just actually starting to get packed to, because we fly to LA this week on Wednesday. What day? I don't know what even what day it is today. But we fly to LA next week, so we're getting packed for that. I mean, it's just, there's a lot of thought. Sometimes it can be a lot more stressful than people think, but it's fun. Like, you create memories that you never think you have. Like, I will never forget the time I got locked in the airport at 2 a.m. in a country where I do not speak Spanish. I tried, but I just, it doesn't connect up here. But it, I will never forget those memories, the laughs, like thinking that we've lost our suitcase. Like, I wouldn't swap it for the world. It's an incredible experience of being able to experience all the cultures and the people and the food. It's just something else.
Oh, I can imagine. It sounds so exciting. And I love what you said at the very beginning, is that people always say it sounds exciting, but they don't see the other side of all the work, the chaos, the stress that goes into it. And while I haven't lived all over the world or constantly traveling like yourself, I did move from the US to France, and in a completely different culture, in a place that I didn't speak the language, where I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't have any work. I had nothing sorted out, and I was pregnant when I moved. And people always tell me, because Paris is such a romanticized place, and oh, that must be wonderful to live in France, and aren't you so lucky, and oh, that's such a wonderful lifestyle. But it's the same as you, is that yes, of course, it's a beautiful country, and traveling around the world is an incredible thing to do, but it's also incredibly stressful when you're going from place to place and you don't speak the languages. You encounter so many situations where you can't communicate. And that is wildly frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you have something that's crucial or an emergency and you can't communicate, or you need a phone, or nobody's understanding what's going on because of language. It's so frustrating.
It is. And I can imagine, like I was going to say, it's like, so we don't have a home. So like, I play a little prank. When people like first get to know me and introduce myself, I'm like, oh, I'm homeless. And they're like, what? And so we don't own a house. So we don't own any kind of house, any kind of car. Like, that's just non-existent to us. So I think that's also hard for me, because I don't have like a comfort space to go back to. And I'm like, oh, this is where all my stuff is. This is like my comfort place now. I mean, I have places like where we go. So right now we're staying with our friends and their guest house. And we've come like four times and I love them. This is my new like comfort home. This place in Spain that we go every single time now. It's my comfort home. But I don't have a home. So I think that's also very hard, because there's no, oh, yeah, you know, I kind of want to take a break from traveling. It's like, no, you have to jump country every 3 months unless you want to go back to the UK. And let me tell you, I would do nothing to go back to UK. I'll do everything in my power not to go back to the UK. I mean, I'll come for work trips and I'll come to help my mom with retreats, but that's max for me.
Yes, and I think that's a really good point. And for people to realize that, even though in their eyes they have built up this luxury Insta-worthy lifestyle for you and your family is that there's other sides of that that make it chaotic, that make it stressful, that you don't have a house, you don't have that safe space to go to or that comfort room when you're like, okay, you know, all the stress just fades away when I come home or whatever. And that's something that's important to highlight, because I think some people, actually many people, and especially on social media, we're so quick to judge each other. We see one aspect of their lives and we don't see the whole picture.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I feel this so much. I have so many people who come to me as like my friends' friends, and they'll see the tiniest little snippet of my life and they're like, you're so rich, you never have to work another day in your life. And I'm like, trust me. Like they just don't see the amount of work that goes in to do the things that we do. And I'm immensely grateful. Like I was saying, obviously we don't have a house, but like I wouldn't swap that for anything. I wouldn't want to go buy a house in the UK and live back in the UK. I'd rather travel and move every 3 months. But I'm like, you see what you want to see and that's it. Like you want to see, oh, it's easy, you know, so you can be like, oh yeah, them over there, they've got it so easy in life, where actually you just don't see what's going on behind the scenes. Like my mum, she works her bum off every single day, like 4 a.m. to like 10 p.m. at night. 4 a.m. Yes, 4 a.m. to 10 p.m. at night. Like every single day she deals with people a lot. It's just you don't see it because nobody talks about it.
Yes, I think that's so important, and something that people need to understand is that those lifestyles that you're seeing out there, you see one or two pictures of something they did in their life, and then people get envious and they get jealous, and then they send hateful messages, or they, you know, say, oh, they didn't work for anything, she lives this easy lifestyle traveling from country to country. And yeah, people don't realize that that's really not the truth. And being an entrepreneur is like, you work your butt off every single day. You have to develop so many skill sets, and you have to constantly be self-development courses or books or learning, what do I not know so that I can learn it and get better and improve.
I mean, having your mom as a coach is probably the most helpful thing ever. Because like yesterday we were sat in the bathroom and she was like, come on, you've got this. And she was like, sorry, I'm in coach mode. And I was like, no, I need this. Like sometimes I just need you to push me so I can get where I am. I think obviously I'm very lucky to have a mum who is also a coach. But yes, I don't love reading self-development books, but sometimes it is good. It is good to like refresh and just have a look at what you're doing. And being like, how can I improve?
Exactly. And perhaps for you, you know, it's not a self-development, but maybe it's, you know, watching YouTube video tutorials or looking at Harper Bazaar or looking at different types of magazines that's like showing you different techniques. Or when you look, when you watch Glow Up, it's like, oh, I need to learn that style. I need to learn that skill set.
That's my research. That is my research. That is how, because I think it's different having makeup as my business compared to having something else as my business. Because if you go and look at my page and I'm doing very, very editorial looks, you might like think, like, what does she do? You know, because I also teach people how to make themselves feel fabulous or how to do any kind of makeup, but they might not just get that. And I think that's harder to come across because I feel like it's a different type of business to somebody else's business. I think it's harder to almost promote my business because to other people it could just be me painting my face in my bathroom for fun every single day, when really to me it's my passion, it's my love, it's what I want to do with my life.
Yes, I love that so much. And something that you just kind of triggered in me when you said that is also outside people's perspective of what you do. And for me, living here in France, and I don't share that much about what I do with my extended family. So with my husband's family, I don't share a bunch about what I do. They know that I paint earrings and paint home decor and design it. And they know that I do copywriting, and that must be something like content writing. They're not even really sure what that is. And yet their actions speak louder than their words. Like, they want to act like they're proud and, oh, that's great for you, Rachel. But just recently, when we were deciding if my daughter, Eleanor, could stay with her mammy, and my husband's mother, I remember her telling me, well, I need to talk to my sister-in-law, who is my sister-in-law first. I was like, oh, you know, why is that? Oh, well, because she works. And I just had that moment, just like when your head just kind of turned to the side and was like, oh, And that really struck me, was like, you really don't understand the amount of work and effort, time, skill sets that I have to invest and develop to be able to do what I do.
Yep. Just because somebody might have like a 9-to-5 or something compared to somebody who's self-employed, I mean, it might look like that 9-to-5 person is putting in more work because they have those set hours, but really that self-employed person could be doing from like 5 to like 10 p.m. at night, and you just wouldn't see it because they might not leave their house to work, but they are working inside them, in their house, trying to balance life as well as business. It's not like you're going somewhere to be like, okay, this is business time, and then you go home and you're like, okay, let's sort life now. No, you're sorting life and business at the same time.
Yes, and that's,
you're working so even important. Harder.
Yes, I mean, I truly respect all the people, men and women, that decide to take up a 9-to-5, to go to the office, to go into work. If you work as a nurse, go into the hospital, any career that you have chosen. And I know that that is a lot of work, and I don't think either of us are saying,
oh no, I'm not discriminating that either. Like, people who work, I mean, everybody who has a job works, but like, I was trying to like come across as, you might just not see them working as hard as they actually are.
Yes, and I think that's something that's really important to highlight, is just because they're self-employed or just because they work from home doesn't mean that their work is less important or that they don't work as much. And I love the fact that what you said is that you're sorting life and business at the same time. That is so incredibly true. And, you know, sometimes during these podcasts, I have my little daughter come in and she's like, I need a snack. I need you right this second. And it can't wait. And that's sorting life and business simultaneously. I just have to do it. And we just have to go with the flow and see what happens.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. Anna, I would like to ask you one more question before we go. Is, you are such an established and inspiring teen, and you have conquered so much with only 15, almost 16 years that you've been here. And I would love for you to give advice to other people, to give advice to other teenagers and other business owners who is trying to find their path in life.
Well, thank you for that. That was really sweet. Okay, so my advice would be is, fight against the doubts and don't be embarrassed of what you do. I think I used to be very embarrassed to talk, like when I left school and I moved to Spain and I'd post my makeup, like someone like, oh, you know, like my old friends are going to see this. This is going to be really awkward. Like, you know, and now I look back and I'm like, actually, well, I'm doing something with like my life. Like, there is nothing wrong with what they're doing. But like, when I look at what they're doing compared to what I'm doing, I'm like, actually, you know, I'm going forward with my life. Like, no hate to them, they do what they want, but I'm like, look where I can go. Like, if I push myself, I know where I can get to as long as I do it. So I think fighting against the doubts, don't be embarrassed, and just, even if it makes you uncomfortable, get out there. Like, I'm somebody who likes to stay in my comfort zone. I'd rather be huddled up on the sofa than go. Like, my mum runs a networking company. I'm the most introverted person you could find in the whole world. Like, I'll cancel plans just to stay in. But even if it makes you uncomfortable, put yourself out there, because that is how you create connections. That is how you you create friendship, that friendship could help you, you know, blow up your whole business. You never know. So even if it makes you uncomfortable, do it. Just push yourself out there. And I know people have said this before, but you really should take their advice, because if so many people are saying it, there is a reason that they are saying it. And from somebody who is very anxious, I know, like, being uncomfortable and you kind of just want to go home and you want to be in your comfort place. I have no idea who that is. Being who, like, you are is really important. But no matter what changes in life, be true to yourself. I always talk about, I can't deal with people who are different on social media than they are in real life. How you see me on social media is how you see me in real life. When I'm live with my mom, okay, I might be a little bit more quiet in real life, you know, when I first meet you, but like when you get to know me, I am the same person. I mean, I hope I'm the same person. I try and stay true to myself, try and stay funny, try and stay like high energy, positive. Just stay true to yourself. Like, no matter how famous you get or how well known you might be, don't become like fake. Don't become snobby, because people then will like lose love in you. They'll be like, who have you become? You used to be so nice and so thoughtful. Now I look at some people and I'm like, you're so fake for what? Like, we loved you when you were who you were. And I look at them and I'm like, well, I don't want to follow them. They're kind of boring. They've like changed, but like, you know who they are on the inside. So definitely stay true to yourself. That's my main one.
I love that. It is so much good advice out of you for everybody to follow. As fight against the doubt. Don't be embarrassed. Stay true to yourself and just go for it.
Yes, definitely. Indeed. Take all those things and just push it into your business and like, just focus on yourself.
That's
what I would say.
I love, love, love that. Inna, where can our listeners find you? Where can they connect with you?
Okay, so it's Inna Does Makeup on all platforms, except for me at an official onto Instagram. You can find me on any, send me a message. I'm open. Just let me know you can find me, and that would be amazing.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing. And thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for coming in and being on Step Into Your Sunshine. You have been a ray of sunshine and you are filled with wonderful advice. And I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
For all our listeners, we have episodes going out every Monday and Thursday, 8 p.m. UTC time, 7 p.m. UK time, and 1 p.m. US Central Standard Time. I can't wait to see and talk to you guys soon.